Blog Talk Radio.
Lead the way. Excuse me. Lead the way and put your best you forward. On Tuesday's show, November 5th, I addressed the neck and the décolleté. Am I pronouncing that correctly? But let's move on down to the elbows, hands, and knees. You're listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Reaching the world. Oh, let me get some of these books out of the way. I have so much here, so much to talk about today. It's the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country around the world. Isn't it amazing? With the click of a button, you could discover and hear what the world has to say. Isn't our technology magnificent? Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I invite call-ins, 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.com. And then you could write to me. I love to get love letters. Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, W-A-T-S-O-N, at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and log on, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. Performing artists, ageless performers, David Taylor, the assistant concertmaster of the world-famous Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And then there's move over and click on, you'll see the books. Yeah, let's go to the books first. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. I've bared my soul, my heart, and I'm sharing with you all of my successes to enjoying good life in good health. It's available. All you have to do is click on. You could read one of the chapters. And then let's start our own little discussion group. Hey, that's unique. That just came to me right now, a discussion group. We're going to talk a little bit more about health today. I know I'm digressing, but I will share with you what happened in Chicago. However, now scroll down and get to choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs introduced by Kathy Watson. And this is an email that I got from Renee, who absolutely loved the book. Choices by Kathy Watson, what a treasure. From the time one rises from slumber until slumber sets in, choices will be made. Choices are made from the simple-minded to the genius. The stories that Kathy chose to share of herself and others from this little gem are encouraging and inspiring. Are you going to allow disappointment situations and or circumstances to beat you down and make you quit? Or are you going to keep trying, keep fighting, triumph and win? The choice is yours. After reading this book, you will be go and do. Thank you, Kathy, for sharing this read with me. I enjoyed all of the stories. My heart was deeply touched. I found myself empathetic to a few of the stories and sympathetic to others. I will share choices with others. And this is only one of the many that I have received about the book. Why? Because they're all true stories. It's so easy to throw in the towel. It's so easy to stay in your comfort zone. It's so easy to blame everyone. My story starts out through the years. And then, chapter 3, To Live or to Die, I Chose to Live by Sheila. Oh, by the way, this is what one of the readers said to me. When you're promoting the book or sharing the book with others, tell them to go to the end of the chapter first and see the photo of who's writing their story. And by the way, these are all true stories. And look in their eyes. It's amazing. It is amazing that Sheila survived. But you'll have to log on to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. The book is available in soft, hard, Kindle, ebook, and Nook. And the amazing thing about choices is that it's a book that you're not going to put on a shelf. You're not going to read it the one time and then put it on a shelf. It's going to be on your desk where you could see it. Because not only will challenges come up in your life, that one of the stories just may make a difference. And then you may have a friend who needs to read one of the chapters. It's never too late, fulfilling a lifelong dream, Joan. Reviva, viva reviva, from humble beginnings to success, Stephen. Living My Life in Paradise, Sandy. Oh, steel mill mama. Shows no signs of retiring, but however, she passed away several months ago. In her late 80s, still working in the steel mills. No, not a secretary. She was working alongside the guys. You got to read her story. Rekindle, refire your passion in life. Because if you just retire, and I'm quoting her from the chapter in her book, like her father did at 79, and he died when he was 80. You have to have someone to love, something to do, and something to look forward to. Ask yourself, did I live, did I love, did I matter? And then My Life's Work, from Frostbitten Toes to Fingers, Chuck. Ages 33 on up in the 80s. I'm Adopted and Special, We Chose You. That's by Lee. You'll hear her story more as we go on with the show today. From Stargazing to Wonderment, Who Am I and Where Am I Going? Divine Intervention. By the Grace of God, I Will Do. And then Rudy. The Choice Was Clear, Rich or Poor. How the Son of a Migrant Farm Worker Reached the American Dream. And Barbara from Germany said, we always have a choice. From behind the communistic Berlin Wall to freedom. Ah, the will to be happy. This is our little grasshopper. Michael is a lawyer, and he wrote an incredible chapter. And then, Crisis or Opportunity, My Journey of Choices by Joan C. How would you like to be 24 years old and told that you're going blind and there is no cure. Absolutely no cure. She's in her 40s now. Extremely active. And by the way, their photos and their websites and email addresses are on most of the chapters. So what are you doing with your life? When I look at the book, and I look at it every day, I am just amazed. Choices, a tribute to contributing authors, celebrities in their own rights. In their own right. They're not movie stars. They don't have to be. Because they're stars in their chosen profession. You'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. So, what can you learn? You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. And what has age got to do with it? It's your choice, isn't it? You're the artist of your life. You can overcome adversity and succeed. We all, you know what? You've got to have challenges. You've got to have uncomfortable situations. How on earth are you ever going to grow and learn? And you can live your life in paradise. Paradise, whether it is spiritual or material. What do you want? You see, we're living in paradise right now. I don't need 10 houses. If you're competing and comparing, you are living. And you think that's paradise? Look, it's all relative, because you do know I'm pro-choice. But since the Silver Fox and I declared simplicity in our life, it gave us so much more breathing room. I don't have to have what you want. That's your choice, not mine. And it doesn't matter to me. As long as it brings peace, happiness, and wellness and prosperity. In the fourth prayer of Buddha, Nichiren Shoshu, Nobyo Hori Geikyo, what I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind and the entire universe. And that's good health, good fortune, good everything. Now, if you need to compete and compare, it's exhausting. I'm going to tell you a story. I'll read it to you just as soon as I finish with the contributed authors and I wish you the best life has to offer. And remember, it's your choice to share your dreams. Choose to make now the best of the rest of your life. Sheila, Joan S. Stephen, Stefan, Sandy, Bonnie, Chuck, Letitia, Rudy, Rhea, Rika, Michael, Barbara, and Joan C. I salute you all. Let's go back. Oh, and then there's the Heart of the Lion. Now, choices. Any of these books, if you really want to order them, truckloads, give me a call because I shall be delighted to work with you on a discount. And that will be determined by how many books you order. Choices, the Heart of the Lion. And then I was featured as one of the contributing authors in 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. And that's available at Amazon and selfgrowth.com. I want to have a moment of clarity with all of you that are listening. Yeah, I don't know if you went online, and if you are online, it says A Delicate Matter Continued. because looks do matter. And then it occurred to me, while I was preparing to call in, that you're all probably wondering why the topic is always at the end of the show. Well, I chose it to be that way, so that you'll really hang on to my every word. Look, if you want to reinvent the wheel, go ahead. I need to, the first part of the show will always be, oh my goodness, what's happening to my voice this morning? I apologize. The first part of the show will be current events, what's happening in the world, what's going on, and then my personal thoughts on Mother Earth is so unhappy. And then after, closer to the halfway mark, then I segue into the topic of the show. But it's terribly important that we gather together. You know, we're partners in this. And I don't want to belabor a point. If you want to know about being a partner with me on Blog Talk Radio, Live with Kathy, it's a process in self-development. If you want to know more about it, 847-882-8717. And it is affordable. Is affordable. Now, there are two topics that I really want to address with you. So just know that from this point on, I will always... Well, perhaps I'll do a little opening with. We'll talk about current affairs, so on and so forth, and then we'll get to the nuts and bolts of Live with Kathy. I wanted to go on record that I am pro-choice. Whether it's religion, your choice in your significant other, your choice in how to raise your children. Now, sidebar. Oh, I may step in. Remember, darlings, children are our future. Every word you say sticks to them. Even as we're getting older, oh, I hear so many older adults really not being kind to each other. I've shared with you several times, I'm a speaker on international cruise ships, and I usually get there an hour, hour and a half ahead of time, because I position myself to see who I have as people, the passengers who are going to attend my lectures. Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't think they hear themselves. How many times have I been standing there? Now, they're all in queue to get their boarding passes. And Betty will say, oh, isn't this exciting? And she turns around to grab her husband's hand. And he pushes it away. Oh, don't embarrass me. What are they going to think? Well, I'm thinking now, gee, guy, you should have stayed home. Some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up, and permanently set. And it seems to be, guy, sorry, I love you dearly, but it's you. Women are more flexible. Oh, we're romantic at heart. We're lovers, not fighters.
That's not the way I did it. See, this is the way I did it when I was growing up.
We don't care. We don't care. Get your pen and pad out and write down, I don't care about your thoughts. I only care about mine. And if they resonate with yours, hey, we've got a match. Toxic negative thinking will do you in. And I'm going to share with you what happened to me with toxic negative thinking a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. If there's anyone in your life, I don't care who it is. If it's your significant other, you better sit down and have a good talk with them. Go to a counselor. Write down Edith Nam, E-N-A-M-M, and check her out, edithnam.com. Get her book. Stress is killing everyone. Unfulfilled expectations, undelivered communications. Unbelievable. So, let me remind you that the quality of your life is determined by your choices that you make and the people that are in your life right now. I cleaned house again. Ain't no way that this person or people will be in my life. Stress is the premature factor in aging and in many cases, death. Yeah, hard to take, isn't it? 847-882-8717 if you want to talk with me personally. Darlings, this is your life. We don't have another chance. Get rid of the negativity. And let me tell you how it affected me. It was so, remember, I'm human too. It was, you know, I don't even have a word for it. I was in a situation where other people were involved. But one person in particular, I had to leave the party. This gal was so filled with toxic rage, I thought she was possessed. And my little voice said, get out of here. Get out of here. You won't be able to put your best face forward if you sit here and listen. It was almost as though she were possessed. Man, I got out of there. I couldn't get out fast enough. And you want to know how it found its way into my body? My energy level was compromised because I was so shocked at the hate, the loathing, and the jealousy that was coming out of this lady's mouth. It was quite successful in what she... There are people that have two personalities. Oh, we have many personalities. But this one, I gather, has... to meet her, you'd love her to death. Or she could be part of you dying. And then the other, it was... You know what? It was almost scary. My energy level was so compromised that I went to an acupuncturist. Good morning, Dr. Lau. And when he checked my meridians, because, you know, I'm with natural health, and I use medical too, he said, whoa, your body is worn out. But you see, it started in the brain. Are you hearing me? It started in the brain. And I wasn't as conscious of it as I was the other day when, Monday, when I went to, how I climbed 30 flights of stairs, I'll never know. I knew that I was way off kilter when it came to my physical. I couldn't do my stair stepper. I was so off center and off balance. And I went, aha, now I know what I have to do. And, you know, I am an exercise advocate, evangelist. But this charming doctor who studies Chinese and studied in China, studied here, unbelievable accolades, resume, he said, in his own manner, he said, Kachi, if you don't slow down, you're just wearing your body out. Now, isn't this interesting? I'm on the air 4 times a week, encouraging all of you to invest in yourself. I don't have a stopwatch. And I sat there and I looked at him. I'm going, huh? He said, could you? Could you just don't do anything this week? And if you do, make it very easy. Come on. He said, your energy level, there's such an imbalance. And that could create illness in your body. But it all started in the brain. When I allowed myself to be in a situation that was not healthy. And you see, it's okay because it won't happen again. When I said to you earlier that you have to have episodes where remind you that you're the artist of your life. And I want all of you to be happy. Me too, but I forgot about the me. Well, I didn't work out Tuesday. I'm not working out today. And you know what? Now, be with me here. I really had to sit seriously and think about this. Are you going to take Thursday off? Huh. And I said, yes. I am going to take Thursday off. And then I'll see how I feel. I go back to Dr. Lau on next Tuesday. And you know, this isn't a quick fix. I believe that we create the health within our body by our thinking. The body and the mind are one. They talk to each other. But I'm one of these. Oh, I've got to have it right now, right now, right now. I'm going to give me the gift. You know, I'm talking to myself now. You know, Kath, you're not going to fall apart. You're not going to lose your heart tone, your body tone, because you're taking 3 days off. And I may take Friday off. Whoa. Man. Get your pen and pad out. This is the doctor's name, Doctor K-A-I-Y-A-N. His last name, L-U-O. Check him out. You'll go wacko. I've studied Chinese medicine, so that the inclination for me is to lean toward the Eastern. Then I thought about, I digress to tell you about my toxic negative thinking, and I'm thinking about the cruise ships. Stay home. Stay home? Are you living your life according to the dictates of your significant other? Stay home. You guys, you gals, that can't change. On Thursday, February 6th, 2014, I am going to present New Beginnings. Ignite yourself and your spouse for a better marriage. Prepare for a new beginning just in time for Valentine's Day. You must be 50 plus. Donations are accepted. Couples and individuals welcomed. 7 to 8:30 p.m. to the Fawn Center Boardroom at Hoffman Estates Park District. Are you enjoying your life? Do you really have a good belly laugh? I'm going to call Rika, who's coordinating this, and see if I can't. I have the DVD, Hollywood and the Whiz Kid. Do you know that there are over 20 ways to laugh? We just don't know that, do we? I'm putting it down. There we go, laughter, to be sure that I include this. So you see, even though I have experienced life with futuristic and visionary insights, I, too, get a slam dunk like I did on November 13th. No, it was October 13th. Yeah, because this is November. I needed that wake-up call. You see, everything that you experience that's not pleasant is a wake-up call. That's all it is. Now, pick up the mirror and tell yourself how marvelous and amazing you are. Brilliantly talented. Accept your challenges and grow from them. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on all of the dates, any of the date that you want to hear. Or you could call in 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And you could write to me. Kathy Watson, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And you know the website, Kathy Watson Speaks, CathiWatson. And, yeah, I will get to delicate matters continued. But until then, I have to share this with you. Those of you that live in Chicago, if you're a restaurateur, culinary artist, you've heard of Charlie Trotter. Brilliant innovator in creating a wonderful atmosphere for you having dinner food. Now, I just read about him. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. I just read about him a week or two ago. He did close his shop, his restaurant. I don't know why he did. But when you're doing something for the wrong reason, be prepared for whatever result or circumstance shows up. He's dead. I picked up the paper, and this is Michelle Sneed. Chicago Sun-Times, November 6th, the last days of Charlie Trotter, the Trotter tragedy. He was a culinary legend. He was famously temperamental. Oh, that's okay. He was a chef struggling for a foothold in a world outside the doors of the famous Chicago restaurant he abruptly closed a year ago. We're still trying to figure out why he did. The sudden death Tuesday of legendary chef Charlie Trotter, T-R-O-T-T-E-R, 54, a star in the gastronomic fermentation, not only stunned the food and world industry, but his family. But Sneed hears that Trotter's health has been steadily declining since he closed his signature eatery. Huh. What was going on in his brain? You see, he never got over it, so why did he close it? The world, the restaurant was his world. He may have closed it, but I don't think he wanted to sell it. It was his life. Maybe as long as he held on to it, his world still existed. Sources tell me Trotter had fallen into depression, was canceling events at the last minute, and had been closeting himself at his home, which he shared with his second wife, Rochelle. Now, he suffered, oh, I didn't know this. The final day started in January when he suffered a stroke during a trip to New York. He was under treatment for months, and doctors had advised him not to fly or travel in an airplane. I didn't know he had a stroke. But he did go to... Now, he's reclusive and had not flown since his stroke, decided to accept a keynote, a culinary conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, last weekend. They were shocked that he decided to fly, let alone go to Wyoming, because he'd been canceling everything. And it was the first time that he'd flown since his stroke. Oh, dear. Now, his wife did not attend the conference with him because she was in New York running the New York Marathon. And his son called, and they found him, the paramedics found him, unresponsive in his Lincoln Park home. He was basically medically dead. The stress. Why do you do something if it makes you unhappy? But then he had some other challenges that he was being in litigation about. And in August, who overcame dyslexia and championed high school students dealing with the condition by bringing them into his kitchen. They said his behavior was bizarre. He was really a strange guy, said a top restaurant source. It was hard to point a specific finger at his behavior, but you knew something was wrong. So Sneed said that her encounters with Trotter, who is sensitive to criticism and profuse in charm, were magical. He was delightful, happy, upbeat, but eccentric. It is fitting that this gastronomic genius who helped put Chicago on the Epicurean map had a final say on culinary excellence just a day before he died. His legend will survive. It's just sad that he didn't. I am just stunned. There are some people that you just can't help. they live in their own world. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And now, in both papers, lawmakers affirm gays' right to wed. Illinois is set to join 14 other states. It's your choice. Lawmakers approved gay marriage Tuesday in a historic vote that saw supporters overcome cultural, racial, and geographic divides and put Illinois in line with a growing number of states that have extended the right to wed to same-sex couples. It's your choice. Darlings, it is your choice. It's not mine. I cannot. I'm always at a loss to understand why we have to pass judgment on anyone. Look, if you're not paying my bills, even those of you that have been living together for quite some time, whatever you do is your choice. And it's really none of my business. None of my business. That is your life, not mine. Huh. Isn't that amazing? Go figure. So, how do you feel about Charlie Trotter? How do you feel about same-sex marriages? I'm telling you, stress is going to do you in. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking out and the wind is blowing, the fountain is all over the place and the trees and the leaves are going bye-bye. Hey, Kat, this is your life. This is your life. Don't let anyone take it away from you. Ah, we simply have to change the content of the disc that's in our brain. You're marvelous just the way you are. And if you feel that you need to do something about it, then do it. Do you need someone to hold your hand? I'm a phone call away. 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in partnership by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity for men and women. You know, I married an iron worker. Looks do matter. That just popped up on my mental screen. And I'm delighted that at the age of, the tender age of 86, that the silver fox still cares about how he looks. Iron workers, man, they are a hunk. You could check them out on www.ironworkers.org. Did you know that they're co-creators of art in the form of creative construction? And they offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn. It's an apprenticeship. It's 4 years, and you have to see if it's for you. You'll love it. To find out more about us, log on youtube.com/Union Iron Workers and youtube.com/Iron Workers Impact. And then go to blocktalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on the date, August 9th, and hear I mean, right from their heart, the iron workers' friends and families all got together at the International Iron Workers Festival in August. You'll just love it. And then, to know more about it, log on, ironworkers.org. Rika Cuff wrote the chapter in Choices, Divine Intervention, and she is the director of the 50-plus consortium at the Hoffman Estates Park District. Honey, if you're bored and lonely, it's your choice. Log on heparks.org. Contact your senior centers, your libraries, and they shall be, and the park districts, they shall be more than happy to help you. Don't just exist, take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Greg McIntyre is our CPA. You could log on ahtax@ameritech.net. And today's show, I will segue into that after I tell you about, hey, rekindle, refire your passion in life. Did you ever dream of having your own business? You know, I did at 25. Hats by Kathy. You know, together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. You don't have to stop your day job. But have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? And think about a home-based business. Work from home. I love it. Yeah, I did try corporate America for 2 weeks. And then we both decided it was not for me. But there is a way for you to fulfill your dreams. Because when you're building your own business, it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. No, you don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. All you need is that desire to achieve. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing, and this could be you. No, it's not thousands of dollars. I don't know. In many cases, nothing, and in some cases, $19.95. It's pandemic. Come on, guys. This is for you, too. Are they all embracing the power of creating your own business from the comfort of your home? But make it a family affair. www.letitia.myshackley.com. Her story is unbelievable. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And yesterday we talked about, oh, you want to have a facelift? All of this stuff that you all feel that you need. But you know what was interesting? When I was reading all of the data that I had on it, it said that the ones that need it the most get the least results. And that's usually because, oh, here it is. I was looking for this. Okay, that's next week. I'm telling you right now. You're dehydrated. Look at your face. It reflects what you're eating, the choices that's on your plate. Do you smoke? Are you an alcoholic? Now, you see, we like to say everything in moderation, but with this exception, no, you can't be moderate in smoking. Every time I see someone inhale, my chest hurts. If you only knew. And right now I'm going to ask you, what if you were to see, get a telegram from your heart, your body, what would it say? It's your choices. No one is holding a gun to you. It is your choice, your choice. Our faces are lies, and your neck tells the truth. Yeah, the holidays are coming. And now, everyone is going to jump on the bandwagon as they want to look absolutely gorgeous and handsome. What are you doing on a daily basis? What? How do you take care of your skin? There's no way around it. It's not even debatable with me. Looks do matter. They always did and always will. Log on and listen to Tuesday's show. All right, all of you that are so obsessed, movie stars, whatever, and the mothers, toddler, Tiara toddlers, No, they should be banned. They should be arrested. They should be fined. Let the kids be kids. When I think of that sweet little Joan Benet, someone murdered her. Who did? God, that's weird. Let the children alone. They're our future. Okay, let's fast forward. So now you've decided you're going to get that facelift. I don't care what you do. If it's going to make a difference in your life, are you going to be happier? Are you going to be more fun to live with? Then do it. But be prepared to spend thousands and thousands of dollars. And no, they don't last. Because you see, Father Time and Mother Nature, gravity is taking its toll. So, if you're going to get that facelift, I want you to get a doctor, check them out. We're going to talk about that next week on one of the shows. And even though he's board certified, really check him out. And then be prepared to pull the skin up from the soles of your feet, up, over the knees, because we're getting puffy knees. And then the back of our thighs and our puffy tush, keep pulling up, because the skin gets a little slack on the arms as we age, and the elbows tell stories that we don't want anyone to know about. And don't forget the hands, get a process for that. Now come on, pull it up. We're the chest now, the décolleté. And now we're going up to the neck, pull it up, and then tie it in a bow. There are some celebrities or well-knowns that I don't even want to address, but they look like cats. And if the one that I'm thinking of has one more facelift, her skin is going to crack. And not too long ago, I saw the face of a past Olympiad who's going through a divorce. If he has one more facelift, there's nothing left. They look wax. And you want to know what? They don't last. When I had my business in Chicago, I sometimes go breathless. How did I put up with it? They can't think beyond their nose. Now, the great thing for the back of the thighs and the tush, stair climbing. You see, this is a fact. Gravity is taking its toll on our bodies. Sagging body and facial skin. Discolored elbows, puffy knees, and hands too. That age before our very eyes. So what are you going to do? First of all, you could accept yourself just the way you are. But if you're considering a full facelift, be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars. And then I said, consider pulling your skin up from your feet to the top of your head. Now, look at your upper arms. Are they toned, firm, or flabby? If you don't have toned arms when you're 20, 30, or 40, when are you going to get them? I'm not that obsessed. So what? Who cares? I want you to get a Slanport. Go online and log in Slanport and get one. No gravity boots. No, 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 no. We're just going to turn the tide. We're going to get the blood going in the other direction. And go on the Slanport every day for about 20 minutes. And just totally relax. Don't think of anything. Just do it. And remember that our skin is not a scrub board. You see, I always felt that handling your skin and having good skin is a gentle process. The way that some people scrub their faces, it's no wonder they don't look like a wrinkled granny apple. Over-the-counter products? Did you ever wonder why the industry never lost any money? I've been in the business, related business, 40 years. No, 50, 60. Yeah, 60. And I have about two or three products. I know that cleansing is the most important. However, rinsing. So many people cleanse their face, scrub their face, do whatever they do, and they splash water. One, two, three, they're done. But are you exfoliating? Did you get enough of the dead protein off your face so that any product that you can put on will be absorbed into the body? You know how to reach me, KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. You could call me at 847-882-8717. Or you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And in the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, you can. Let me see how quickly I could find it. You could save big bucks. I was up this morning, and I've already toned my face with my cellular unit that I have here. Aging is on a cellular level. On page 44, secret number 8, quick and easy formulas you whip up at home. How about a green papaya? Not fresh, I said green, to exfoliate. How about cucumber, milk, and honey to nourish? And then we talked about the slant board. You have the information right at the tip of your hands in that book. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Until tomorrow, the eyes have it. Make it a great day. Au revoir.